Lie number 52. Allah says, "But when Jesus felt persistence in disbelief from them, he said, 'Who are my supporters for the cause of Allah?' The disciples said, 'We are supporters for Allah. We have believed in Allah and testify that we are Muslims submitting to him. Our Lord, we have believed in what you revealed and have followed the messenger,' meaning Isa alayhi salam, 'so register us among the witnesses to the truth.' And they, the disbelievers, planned, but Allah planned, and Allah is the best of planners. What did they plan? They planned to kill Isa alayhi salam." Allah says, mention when Allah said, "O Jesus, indeed I will take you and raise you to myself and purify you from those who disbelieve, and make those who follow you in submission to Allah alone superior to those who disbelieve until the day of resurrection. Then to me is your return, and I will judge between you concerning that in which you used to differ." And what was this difference? There were multiple theories. One was that Isa alayhi salam was a rebel. One was that Isa alayhi salam is the son of God, na'udhu billah. One was that Isa alayhi salam is divine, but he is not the son of God. And the other is that Isa alayhi salam is a man and a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah took him up to him with his body and his soul. And he was around 30 to 35 years of age. And we believe that Isa alayhi salam will come back before the end of the world, and he will re-establish Islam on earth. Allah then says, "And for those who disbelieved, I will punish them with the severe punishment in this world and the hereafter, and they will have no helpers. But as for those who believed and did righteous deeds, he will give them in full their rewards, and Allah does not like the wrongdoers. This is what we recite to you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, of our verses, and the precise and wise message," meaning the Quran. Indeed, the example of Jesus to Allah is like that of Adam. He created him from dust. Then he said to him, "Be," and he was. ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ فَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُمْتَنِينَ The truth is from your Lord, so do not be among the doubters. Then whoever argues with you about it after this knowledge has come to you, say, "Come, let us call our sons and your sons, our women and your women, ourselves and yourselves. Then supplicate earnestly together and invoke the curse of Allah upon the liars among us. Indeed, this is the true narration, and there is no deity except Allah, and indeed Allah is the exalted in might, the wise. But if they turn away, then indeed Allah is knowing of the corruptors." In these few ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what happened when the chiefs of Najran and their delegation had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amongst that delegation were the chiefs and also religious scholars of Christianity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down these ayat for the Ahlul Bayt, meaning Ali radiallahu anhu, Fatima radiallahu anha, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma, went out with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a challenge to the delegation from Najran. The challenge was that we should invoke Allah's curse upon the one who is lying about the position of Isa alayhi salam. However, the Christians refused. Subhanallah. So Allah says, "But if they turn away, then indeed Allah is knowing of the corruptors," because in their heart they had heard and they had understood and acknowledged the truth. Allah then says, "Say, O people of the scripture, come to a word that is equitable between us and you, that we will not worship except Allah and not associate anything with him and not take one another as lords instead of Allah. But if they turn away, then say, 'Bear witness that we are Muslims submitting to him.'" What is the word that is similar between us and the other monotheistic religions? That we all worship none but Allah. But another very important concept along with that is that we will not worship anyone along with him as well. And this is where Islam differs from the other religions, because the other religions have changed this concept. Adi ibn Abi Hatim, before he accepted Islam, so he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we do not worship the priests and rabbis, we do not take anyone else as lords besides Allah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you do, in meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you obey them instead of obeying Allah, and that is taking them as lords instead of Allah. O people of the scripture, why do you argue about Abraham while the Torah and the Gospel were not revealed until after him? Then will you not reason? Afala taqilun? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us many logical arguments in the Quran. For example, Allah tells us that you should say to people that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the example of Isa is like that of Adam alayhi salam. And then here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that do not claim Abraham for yourself, because the Torah and the Gospel were not revealed until after him. He was never a Jew, he was never a Christian. What was his religion? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to think, and he wants the people of the book to think as well. Allah says, here you are, those who have argued about that of which you have some knowledge, but why do you argue about that of which you have no knowledge? And Allah knows, while you know not. Abraham was neither a Jew nor a Christian, but he was inclining toward truth, a Muslim, submitting to Allah, and he was not of the polytheists. Indeed, the most worthy of Abraham among the people are those who followed him in submission to Allah, and this prophet, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those who believe in his message, and Allah is the protector of the believers. A faction of the people of the scripture wish they could mislead you, but they do not mislead except themselves, and they perceive it not. O people of the scripture, why do you disbelieve in the verses of Allah while you witness to their truth? O people of the scripture, why do you mix the truth with falsehood and conceal the truth while you know it? And a faction of the people of the scripture say to each other, believe in that which was revealed to the believers at the beginning of the day and reject it at its end, that perhaps they will return, meaning abandon their religion. And do not trust except those who follow your religion. Say, indeed the true guidance is the guidance of Allah. So Allah answers them, do not make up your own minds about what is right and what is wrong. The true guidance is the guidance of Allah. Allah says, do you fear lest someone be given knowledge like you were given, or that they would thereby argue with you before your Lord? Say, indeed, all bounty is in the hand of Allah. He grants it to whom He wills, and Allah is all-encompassing and wise. He selects for His mercy whom He wills, and Allah is the possessor of great bounty. So the people of the scripture were jealous, the Jews were jealous, the prophet that they had been waiting for was sent from the very Arabs whom they looked down upon. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that His mercy is for whomever He wills, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala marks people for His mercy by granting them religion. Allah says, and among the people of the scripture is he who, if you entrust him with a great amount of wealth, he will return it to you. And among them is he who, if you entrust him with a single silver coin, he will not return it to you unless you are constantly standing over him demanding it. That is because they say, there is no blame upon us concerning the unlearned. The unlearned were, according to them, the kuffar. So they felt that they could actually be dishonest to the kuffar and they would not be called to account. Allah says, and they speak untruth about Allah while they know it. But yes, whoever fulfills his commitment and fears Allah, then indeed Allah loves those who fear him. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ Allah loves those who fear Him. Allah loves those who are fair, and Allah loves those who fulfill their commitments and their vows, even if it is to an evil person, even if it is to a non-believer. Allah says, indeed those who exchange the covenant of Allah and their own oaths for a small price will have no share in the hereafter, and Allah will not speak to them or look at them on the day of resurrection, nor will He purify them, and they will have a painful punishment. And indeed there is among them a party who alter the scripture with their tongues, so you may think it is from the scripture, but it is not from the scripture. And they say, this is from Allah, but it is not from Allah. And they speak untruth about Allah while they know. It is not for a human prophet that Allah should give him the scripture and authority and prophethood, and then he would say to the people, be servants to me rather than Allah. But instead he would say, be pious scholars of the Lord because of what you have taught of the scripture and because of what you have studied. What amazing ayat and what amazing insight Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for us. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَى. Allah says elsewhere in the Quran, only the ulama, only the scholars truly fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when a person receives religious knowledge. And as a person rises in degrees with religious knowledge, the understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should increase, and so consequently the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should increase, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would increase. Allah says that a person would become a pious scholar of the Lord because of two reasons. Number one, what a person would teach of the scripture. So someone who teaches the scripture, if they're truly doing it for the sake of Allah alone, it should increase them in their taqwa and their iman and their status. And then the second point here is, Allah says, be pious scholars of the Lord because of what you have studied. So knowledge, gaining knowledge, learning religion should, if it is done for the right reasons, simply to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should increase a person in their piety, in their taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us of these people. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. But the Bani Israel, the people of the scripture, were not affected by their learning and by their teaching. Why? Because in their hearts was a disease of arrogance. Allah says, Isa alayhi salam would never have told other people to worship him because of the high status of his learning and of his teaching. He was a prophet of Allah. Allah then says, nor could he order you to take the angels and prophets as lords. Would he order you to disbelieve after you have been Muslim? Allah says, after you have become Muslims, would he order you to disbelieve? So what is disbelief? That you ask dua of people other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you worship angels. That you worship prophets. That you think that they can answer you and help you from beyond the grave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is disbelief. And subhanAllah, many Muslims unfortunately and sadly commit this very shirk and commit this very disbelief. Why? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, in meaning that we will follow every single footstep of the previous nations. Why is that? Because we have left the book. We do not read the book. And we do not teach the book. SubhanAllah. Allah says, and recall, O people of the scripture, when Allah took the covenant of the prophet, saying, whatever I give you of the scripture and wisdom, and then there comes to you a messenger confirming what is with you, you must believe in him and support him. Acknowledged and taken upon that my commitment? They said, all the prophets said, we have acknowledged it. He said, then bear witness, and I am with you among the witnesses. And whoever turned away after that, they were the defiantly disobedient. So is it other than the religion of Allah they desire, while to Him have submitted all those within the heavens and earth, willingly or by compulsion, and to Him they will be returned? The religion of Allah is Islam. He tells us in this particular surah that Islam is a religion that He has chosen for us. And He has completed His favor upon humanity by choosing Islam and by sending the Quran and sending Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to teach the Quran. So Allah says, every single thing that He has created in the heavens and the earth has already submitted to Him, meaning to His command, to His word. So Allah says, where are you going? Say, we have believed in Allah and in what was revealed to us and what was revealed to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob and the descendants, al-Asbath, and in what was given to Moses and Jesus and to the prophets from their Lord. We make no distinction between any of them, and we are Muslims submitting to Him. We are the only nation on the face of the earth that encompasses and respects and loves all the prophets of Allah. It is a major pillar of our religion to believe in Allah and all of His prophets and all of His books. We are the only ones who are open-minded enough and with open arms and open hearts love and respect all of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah then says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And whoever desires other than Islam as religion, never will it be accepted from him, and he in the hereafter will be among the losers. As if it was not clear before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains it again. It was clear before, but why is He bringing this up over and over again? To stress and to clarify, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He has explained the ayat in many different ways to the people in multiple times with repetition so that we would understand that no other religion other than Islam will ever be accepted from anyone. Allah says, how shall Allah guide a people who disbelieved after their belief? Meaning that the people of the book who believed in the books that were sent to them, but then they disbelieved in the books that were sent after them. So Allah says, how shall Allah guide a people who disbelieved after their belief and had witnessed that the messenger is true and clear signs had come to them? And Allah does not guide the wrongdoing people. Those, their recompense will be that upon them is the curse of Allah and the angels and the people altogether, abiding eternally therein. The punishment will not be lightened for them, nor will they be reprieved, except for those who repent after that and correct themselves, for indeed Allah is forgiving and merciful. In fact, when a person accepts Islam, all of their previous sins are forgiven, and it is as if they are a newborn baby, free of sin and innocent. Allah says, indeed those who disbelieve, meaning reject the message, after their belief, and then increase in disbelief, meaning the people believe in their own scripture, but they disbelieve in the Quran, and they increase in their disbelief, meaning that they become stubborn, and then they start opposing Islam. Allah says, never will their claimed repentance be accepted, and they are the ones astray. Indeed, those who disbelieve and die while they are disbelievers, never would the whole capacity of the earth in gold be accepted from one of them if he would seek to ransom himself with it. For those, there will be a painful punishment, and they will have no helpers. A hadith in Sahih Muslim states that it was asked about Abdullah bin Ja'dan that he would honor guests, take care of the poor, free slaves. So the Sahaba asked, will these deeds help him because he had died a kafir? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied and said, no, because he never once repented for his sins, What was his greatest sin? Shirk. He refused to accept the command of Allah and accept the Quran, and he rejected Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, that was the end of this powerful juz. This particular juz has a theme of Tawheed, the grandness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness and uniqueness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the clarity of Tawheed, the clarity of Shirk, and the vast difference between the two. This is a juz which begins with Ayatul Kursi, ayah number 255. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Two of the greatest names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are in this ayah. This ayah is the greatest ayah of the entire Quran. And this was what was taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says that there is no compulsion in religion. And Allah is the ally of those who believe. And Allah differentiates between darkness and light. A clear light, a clear torch of guidance for everyone was Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam becomes one of the central figures in the conversation that is coming ahead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, think about Ibrahim alayhi salam. Why? Because Ibrahim is considered the leader of all three monotheistic faiths. Everyone wants to claim Ibrahim alayhi salam for himself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, Ibrahim alayhi salam was true in faith to Allah. He was a hanif. He was completely sincere and unswerving. Nothing made him turn away from worshipping Allah alone. At the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly orders us to live our lives to the last detail according to his wishes and desires. Something that is truly important to human beings is mentioned. It's a central theme, money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents two opposite approaches to money, earning money and spending money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a clear difference between people who hoard money and who are greedy, because according to the Quran, people who are greedy are the ones who would earn riba. People who were impertinent and disobedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are the ones who would get involved in riba. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages people to give out loans as charity, to take your principal back, but give people ease in paying it back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compares charity to riba. Allah says they are completely opposite. Allah does not bless riba, but He blesses charity. Earning riba does not increase a person's wealth. Giving riba does not make a person wealthier. In fact, it takes away blessings of the money. It curses the money. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that. Ameen. So no matter what we do, no matter how much we try to save, it seems as if it is not enough. The barakah, the blessing, is lifted from it because a person is involved in riba and usury, interest. On the other hand, if a person gives in charity, their money is multiplied many times over by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to establish a community that is organized and disciplined. A community where education is important, reading, writing, knowledge is important, contracts are carefully written down, recorded, witnesses are fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, scribes are fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends Surah Al-Baqarah with the two greatest ayat that came from under the arsh, under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the sahaba in those ayat because they said what? Sami'na wa atana. We hear and we obey. And then Surah Ali Imran begins. The first 83 ayat are addressed to the Christians, to the people of the book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayyu al-qayyum. That He is the one who is worthy of worship alone. No one else can be worshipped, because Allah is Al-Hayyu Al-Qayyum. Again, the two greatest names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are in this juz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down the book. Allah invites the people of the book to accept Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns that He is severe in punishment, and He is very mighty because He can't take revenge. Allah says that He has created everything. He has designed our faces, our bodies. Every single thing in the heavens and the earth belongs to Him. Allah tells us, approach the Quran with a clear heart and a clear mind. Follow the muhkamat, the foundation of the book. Believe in those that are not very clear, because they are also a test. People of intellect and those who are firm in knowledge and straightforward in their hearts will believe and say all of it is from Allah. Allah teaches us a very crucial dua that we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not let our hearts be deviated after He has guided us. In ayah number 8 in Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns the people that just like the kuffar were defeated in Badr and the Muslims won, in the same way, the upcoming future will show that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give victory to the small band of Muslims in Medina because they were upon the right path. Allah says, do not let the riches of this world, the things of this world, women, sons, the heaps of gold and silver and branded things and cattle and tilled land, let not those things divert you from the truth, because what you get in Akhirah by following the Quran is far better and permanent. Allah says over and over again that Islam is a true religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and belief in him and obedience to him at the forefront and very foundation of Islam. He says in ayah number 31, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you should love Allah, then follow me. So Allah will love you and forgive you your sins. And Allah is forgiving and merciful. And then he says, we must obey Allah and his messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings us back to our beginning, where he says it was Adam alayhi salam whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose before, and the people of the book believe in him. And then he chose Nuh alayhi salam, and the people of the book believe in him. And he chose the family of Abraham, and the people of the book believe in him. And the family of Imran, the family of Isa alayhi salam, and we believe in him, and the people of the book believe in him as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the whole story of the mother of Maryam alayhi salam, the story of Maryam alayhi salam herself, the story of Zakaria alayhi salam, of Yahya alayhi salam, all prophets, and also the mothers of prophets, whom the people of the book, the Christians and Muslims, all respect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows them that this is the common factor between us and their religion. We revere those people just as much as the Christians do, but we revere them in the right and the proper manner that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises Yahya alayhi salam. Allah praises Isa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the story of Zakaria alayhi salam, the miracles that were given to Isa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the Torah. Allah praises the gospel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the disciples of Isa alayhi salam. There's much in Christianity about the disciples of Isa alayhi salam. Allah praises them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us by the event of the Mubahala, where the Christians from Najran refused to take Mubahala, that they knew, and that subsequently all the Christians and their scholars know that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran is the truth, that the Quran is a true word of God, and that Isa alayhi salam was simply a man and a messenger. Truly, this part of the Quran is da'wah. It teaches us to do da'wah and how to do da'wah to the people of the book. It's a very powerful juz that speaks about the true station of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why Isa alayhi salam could never be God. Why there can be no other God besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns the people of the scripture not to confuse truth with falsehood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us logical ways to argue. He brings up the creation of Adam alayhi salam. He brings up the fact that Ibrahim alayhi salam was neither a Jew nor a Christian. Brings up Ibrahim alayhi salam again, because he can be the focal point of people coming together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the more a person reads and studies the Quran, their fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would increase. And they would never dare to say to anyone that they should be worshipped instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah has never changed the message. It is people who have changed the message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whoever desires other than Islam, a religion, it will never be accepted from him. Allah says, and whoever desires other than Islam as a religion, never will it be accepted from him. Allah says, in the hereafter, he will be among the losers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides those who repent and turn back to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides those people who recognize the truth and then they put it into practice. May Allah make us of those people. Ameen. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.